I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Be more of a threat to make something happen than you feel threatened that something will happen to you.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You couldn't be in a better place at a better time because you're tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get more, a huge dose of the personal initiative, the go-getter energy that will move you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all of this together in one package. You have the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Nice to meet you if it's your first time here. Welcome back if it's not. Today's topic is, how do you mentally minimize risk? How do you minimize the risk that you may have to deal with sometimes in your life? Sometimes in your life, there's going to be some risk involved in anything you do. Anytime in life, there's risk involved. I mean, you're listening to this on a device which you did not make, right? Probably a device which you have never broken open and looked at what was on the inside of it. And if you did look at what was on the inside of it, you probably could not explain or define or identify by name most of the materials within that device, meaning you have no idea what they are, but you are trusting it and using it. You're trusting it. That's not an explosive device. This is going to blow up and kill you on the spot at any given moment, since you have that device with you almost all the time, right? So you are already entailing risk. All right, have you left the house today? Then you entail some risk. Have you crossed paths with a stranger who you do not know, could not identify from anywhere? You have no idea if that person was on a mission to kill the very next face that they saw. You took the risk that they weren't. Have you driven in any type of motorized vehicle today? Have you been anywhere near a motorized vehicle that was moving today? You entailed the risk of getting hit by that car, or getting hit in your car, or something going wrong with the car or vehicle or the train or the plane that you were riding in. Have you eaten food today, which you did not grow and pick and prepare yourself? You have? Then okay, you've entailed the risk that that food wasn't poisoned. See, all of life is risk. Now, you're dealing with risk in every single thing you do. If you play a sport, there's risk that you might get injured. Athletes come to me sometimes and say, well, Dre, how can I prevent getting injured in basketball? Because I saw, usually when some prominent athlete gets injured, players will come to me and ask, well, how can I not get injured? You know, I don't want to injure my knee like Derrick Rose did, or I don't want to pull my hamstring like this person, or I don't want to tear my Achilles like Kobe Bryant did, or I don't want to have to get knee surgery like Kyrie Irving did. Listen, if you don't want to injure yourself playing sports, just don't play sports. There's a risk that comes with anything that you could possibly do. If you don't want to get fired, don't get a job. If you don't want to possibly go bankrupt and have to close down your business, don't start a business. If you don't want to get your heart broken or be upset with someone, then don't get into a relationship. If you don't want to be pissed off and tired from having to deal with young people, then don't have children. There's a risk that goes in anything that you could possibly do. There's nothing that you could do in life that doesn't entail some risk whatsoever. There's one space I know whenever I read about someone who deals in the financial markets, they talk, or investing, they talk about minimizing the downside and minimizing their risk. That's not what we're talking about here today. We're talking about mentally minimizing the risk that you know you will be dealing with. So let's get a definition of this word risk, first of all. Risk is defined as exposure to danger. Simple as that. When you are exposed to any possible danger, that means you are entailing risk. The thing is, people are afraid of danger, so they don't want to be exposed to risk because of their fear of their danger. But at the same time, I mean, I completely understand that. But at the same time, we know that life involves a give and a take. We know there's a yin and a yang, a good and a bad. You got to put something in to get something out. So if you never expose yourself to danger, how much success are you actually exposing yourself to? I mean, you think about the things that you wish to achieve in your life. Think about anything that you wish to achieve in your life right now, and something big or something small. There is some amount of risk that you will have to entail in order to achieve that thing, right? If you want to start a family, if you want to get into an intimate relationship, if you want to get a certain job, if you want to get hired or promoted to a certain position in your company, if you want to start a business, if you want to create and sell a product, if you want to play a sport, anything that you wish to do, if you want to be an investor and cash out big time when the company goes public, anything that you wish to do that will be a success to you, an achievement to you, there is some risk that you will have to entail. It's not possible for you to open yourself and make yourself available to success without at the same time opening yourself to and making yourself available to risk. That's just the way that it works. So since we know this, now that we are this understanding, let's get into our points of what can we do mentally to minimize the risk that we have no choice but to run into in going after our goals. Point number one, what you can do paradoxically is don't mentally minimize the risk. So first, I'm going to give you a counterpoint to these topics. Don't minimize the risk. Don't try to make the risk sound smaller than it is. Don't try to make it sound lesser than it is. Just accept the fact that you are walking into risk and, as they say, dance with that risk. See, this is what I'm referring to as any risk that is at least somewhat under your control, something that you have some control over, whether that means the amount of effort you put in, the amount of skill you bring to the table, the number of people you can get to support you, how long you can be involved in this thing, how good you are at it, how much experience you have, the team that you're putting together, any risk in which you have some, at least some part of control over what happens in that outcome. You might not control all of it, but you control some of it. Just dance with the risk. Just accept that there's some risk that goes with it. And you say, you know what? I understand that. I accept that. And we're going to go and make this happen. It's either going to work or it's not going to work, but you're willing to dance with it. There was a video I once saw. It was one of those NBA behind the scenes videos. This is back in the 90s, back in the days of VHS tapes. If you don't know what a VHS tape is, ask your mom or your dad or your uncle or somebody like that. But it was the Detroit Pistons were in a timeout, in the huddle in the timeout, and their coach was this guy named Chuck Daly, who was a Hall of Fame coach. He was actually the coach of the first Team USA Dream Team of NBA players to represent the USA in international competition. And Chuck Daly's drawing up a play, or at least he assumed he was drawing up a play, in Isaiah Thomas. Now, not the current Isaiah Thomas, the left-handed, undersized guy who was the last pick in the NBA draft who played for the Celtics. Not that Isaiah Thomas, but the Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas from the city of Chicago, University of Indiana, who played for the Detroit Pistons his whole career, two-time NBA champion. That Isaiah Thomas was talking in the huddle. He was the best player on the team. He was the leader of the team. And he was speaking to the coach and to the other players as they're sitting on the bench in the huddle, I guess, presumably before a late game situation. This is what Isaiah Thomas said. He said, listen, I'm taking the last shot and I'm not leaving them any time. If I make it, we win. And if I miss it, we go into overtime. What was Isaiah Thomas doing in that situation? Without knowing anything else, you hear exactly what he's saying. He's saying there's some risk involved here, but I'm going to dance with the risk. I'm going to take that last shot. And if I make it, we win the game. If I miss it, then we go into overtime where we risk possibly losing this game. But I'm willing to take that risk and put it on my shoulders. So accept the risk and just play the game. Point number two, today's topic is how do you mentally minimize risk in life? Point number two, you got to redefine what danger means. Let's get a definition of the word danger, and then let's see how we can redefine it. Definition of danger is the possibility of suffering from harm or injury. The possibility of suffering from harm or injury. Athletes will ask me, as I told you earlier, how can I avoid injury? And I say to them, don't play sports. If you don't play a sport, then you can't get injured playing a sport. If you don't want to get in a car crash, just don't get in a car and don't go anywhere near cars. Don't go anywhere near a road. Don't ever cross the street. If you don't want to drown, don't go near a swimming pool. If you don't want to get electrocuted, don't use any form of electricity anytime in your life. If you don't want to bleed or get cut, don't handle sharp objects. If you don't want to get poisoned or get sick or get food poisoning or salmonella, don't eat any food which you did not grow and prepare yourself. All these things expose you to risk. In other words, all of life is dangerous, people. Just accept that as part of the package that you get with being alive. It's the cost of doing business. And we know that all of life is a business, right? If you didn't know that all of life is a business, look at the device you're listening to this podcast on. Look at the clothes that you have on, the food that you eat, the bed that you slept in last night, the lights that you turned on this morning, and the lights you're going to turn on this evening, the vehicles that you have been transported in from point A to point B, all of those things. There's some money that was invested in those things, whether by you or by somebody else on the front end or on the back end. All of life is a business. The cost of doing this business called life is that you are putting yourself at risk of things happening to you. You're putting yourself at risk of the possibility of suffering from harm or injury. That's just what it is. Have you known anyone who got harmed or injured doing the exact same things that you do every single day, such as playing a sport, such as riding the bus, such as getting in an Uber, such as going up and down an elevator, such as eating food, which you did not grow and pick and cut and prepare and cook yourself? You know people, or you have heard stories of people who have gotten injured doing the exact thing that you are doing right now at this exact moment. That's just the cost of doing business. If you're not willing to do that, well, I'm not going to tell you what to do because they might be able to find me liable for that. But you understand the implied point here, right? If you're going to be in the business of life, this is the cost of doing business, is that risk is a part of it. Just redefine that danger that, yes, it is dangerous. Yes, something could happen to me. Yes, I could be harmed. Yes, I could be injured. But you know what? I accept that as a part of being in this business called life. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is how to mentally minimize risk. Risk, again, is defined as exposure to danger. Here's what you need to do then. Now, knowing everything that we know through this thus far into this podcast episode, you must become more dangerous than the rest of life is. Let me repeat that. Let me explain it. You must be yourself more dangerous to life, not to other people, but to life, than life is dangerous to you. Now, what does that mean? Now, what does that mean, Drake? Be more dangerous to life than life is to me. I mean, you can't kill life, right? Life is going to kill you, guaranteed. But how can you be more dangerous than life? That means you got to be aggressive. Be assertive in your life. I've done a couple episodes talking about aggressiveness. If you haven't heard them, episode number 742. Episode number 420. You can get the full archive of the show at dreallday.com/podcast if it is not in your podcasting app, because it only loads the last 250 to 300 episodes. I don't know what the number is, but dreallday/podcast, you can get those old episodes, 742 and 420. They're on the topic of being aggressive in life. What I'm telling you here in point number 3 is be more of a threat to make something happen than you feel threatened that something will happen to you. That's another point that I need to say twice, because you might not have been listening. You were listening, but you were hearing me, but you weren't listening. Let me say it again. Be more of a threat to make something happen than you feel threatened that something will happen to you. Now, since we know, just explaining this point a little bit deeper, since we know that anything could happen to you, and since we know, and we hear, and we read stories, and we see on social media, things happening to people every single day, do we not? If you watch the news, I don't know why you watch the news, but if you do, or if you browse Google News or any news app, you hear stories every single day of things happening to people, right? They didn't try to make those things happen to them. They didn't want these things to happen to them. They were doing everyday things that they normally do the same way you do everything, things that you normally do, but things happen to them. And tomorrow it could be you in that news story. Tomorrow it could be me in that news story. Who knows what's going to happen to any of us? Now, since we know the unpredictability of life, since we know the inherent danger and risk we are taking on and going through this business of being alive, that means we need to look at that, weigh how much risk, how much danger, how much of a threat life is to us on an everyday basis, moment by moment, and then ask ourselves an even better question. How much of a threat am I to make something happen in this life compared to how much there is a threat of something happening to me? And then you need to make your necessary adjustments to your assertiveness, necessary adjustments to your aggressiveness, necessary adjustments to how much effort and energy and focus you are putting into being a threat in life, meaning making things happen. What do we talk every single day when I introduce this podcast? What do I tell you? The personal initiative to have the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. That's what we're talking about here in being more dangerous than life is. Life is inherently dangerous. You are taking on danger right now just by being alive, just by being where you are. If there's a roof over your head, how do you know that roof will not collapse? Did you build it? How do you know the food you're eating is not poison? Did you make it? How do you know the device you're using is not going to melt on you or explode on you, or is not recording your every single movement by video and audio, let alone the GPS and the Bluetooth? Did you create that device? Probably not. None of those things. So you are taking on danger every single moment. You don't even know it. Are there people around you right now? Can you look around? If you were to look around 360 degrees in the exact space you are right now, do you see anyone whom you do not know? You don't know their name. You don't grow up with them. You don't know their personality. You don't know their character. How do you have any idea what they're going to do 2 minutes from now? You don't know. You're taking on danger. You are taking on the risk. That's what life is all about. Now, you need to be more dangerous, more assertive, and more aggressive yourself in what you're doing for yourself in your life than all of these other possible dangers and risks are to you. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to mentally minimize the risk that you are entailing by being alive. Again, that definition of risk is an exposure to danger. Point number one, don't minimize it. Accept the fact that you're walking into risk. Accept the fact that life is risky. That's just part of the plan. And dance with that risk. Like Isaiah Thomas said, again, that's Isaiah Thomas from the Pistons, not the new Isaiah Thomas. I'm taking his last shot. If I make it, we win. If I miss it, we go to overtime. Accept that you're walking into risk. Dance with it. This is any risk that you have any type of control over, even if it's just 1% control, accept that there's some risk with it, and then go play the game. Point number two, redefine what danger means. Definition of danger is the possibility of suffering, harm, or injury. Athletes ask, well, how can I avoid injury? I tell them, don't play sports. You don't want to get injured in a car, don't drive a car. Don't cross the street. Don't go near a vehicle. If you don't want to drown, don't get in the swimming pool. You don't want to get electrocuted, don't use electricity. You don't want to get cut, don't use sharp objects. You don't want to get poisoned, don't eat food. Everything you do in life exposes you to risk. In other words, all of life is dangerous, except that is part of the package that you get with being alive, is just the cost of doing business, people. Point number three, here's what you need to do then. Be more dangerous than life is. Be aggressive. Be assertive. Refer to those previous episodes that I told you about earlier in this episode. Be more of a threat to make something happen to life than you are threatened that something in life will happen to you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.